Thank you for calling customer service. This is Caitlin with whom I have the pleasure of speaking to.
Ashley.
And how may I assist you?
Hi, there was a collector rework thing that you all did, but you guys charged me like $50-something. And it was only for shipping and handling for $14.
I'm a third-party call center that assists with over 100 different products and assists with multiple companies.
Oh, my God. I might have to dispute this differently. Okay, so then what do I need to do?
You can give me the zip code of the card that's being charged.
80214.
That was 80014?
Yes.
And your first and last name?
Ashley Collins.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I couldn't find you under that zip code. Can I get you to spell your last name?
Ashley is A-S-H-L-E-I-G-H.
Okay.
And the last name is C-O-L-L-I-N-X.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I wasn't able to find you by your first and last name. Can we try the last four of the card?
I don't have the last. I don't have my card on me. Let me see. Hold on. Wait a second.
Okay, yes, so I was able to locate you by the telephone number. Can I get you to verify your address for me?
14010 East Harvard Avenue, Harvard Place, Aurora, Colorado, 80014.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So what you did is you paid $7.95 shipping and handling for a neck massager. You selected that to be shipped out to you, correct?
Yeah, but there was other charges,
okay,
too that were passed.
Yes, ma'am. So what that is a welcoming gift for joining our Factory Direct Saving Club. Each month you are charged $54.97, and in return you receive a $125 gift card to be used at our Best Consumer Gadget Club.
Okay. Can you, stop that order and refund my money?
Okay, so what I can offer you is a 35% refund because that was a valid charge on your account and it was stated in the terms and conditions that you would be billed that $54.97.
For everything? I mean, you can only give me a 30% back?
I can give you a 35% back. But what I can do is I can offer you a 50% refund back. That's what I do for my friends and family.
For my friends and family? I'm confused. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry?
You're saying for my friends and family?
No, ma'am. I can issue you a 50% refund back. That's what I do for my friends and family.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would be great.
Okay.
And then can we just cancel?
So I'm going to refund you back $27.48. You should see that within 35 business days on your banking statement. Would you like your confirmation number of your cancellation?
How come I can't get my full refund back? Because I wasn't displayed and disclosed on your form.
Ma'am, it was stated in the terms and conditions, and I've already issued back a 50% refund because that's what you agreed to.
Okay, so let's just go ahead and refund the 100% back since I haven't gotten any of your items yet.
Okay, no, ma'am. So I issued you a 50% refund because that is what you agreed to. $27.48 will be in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
I need my full refund because that was not displayed on your service.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And like I stated before, it was in the terms and conditions. Your issue of refund has already been issued.
Okay.
Would you like your cancellation confirmation number, ma'am?
I do need the count, yes, but I do need my full refund back.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, ma'am, there's nothing I can do about a full refund. I've already issued you back a 50% refund because you said that was okay. I stated how much you were going to get back in a refund. You'll see that within 3 to 5 business days.
You told me after the fact.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So, I stated it. So, would you like your cancellation confirmation number?
I'm not. So, is this a recorded call? Since I have not received any of your items, I need a full cancellation. Hello?
Yes, and I assure you that I'm still here. But you agreed to the 50% refund. I stated that I was giving you a 50% refund back.
I need that's 100%
what I, okay, refund. Yes, ma'am. Well, there is no way that I can give you 100% refund back on a refund that I've already issued for 50%.
Oh, you guys are scammers. This is a scam.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, unfortunately, I do apologize that you feel that way. Would you like your confirmation number of your cancellation?
I need my full refund back.
Okay, ma'am. For the fifth time, there's no way.
Can I be transferred to someone else?
There's no way that I can issue you back a full refund.
Can I please
on
be
a
transferred
refund
to someone else?
Yes, ma'am. Well, we all follow the same protocol, so they're all going to tell you the same thing.
I'm asking, can I please be transferred to someone else?
All right. Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. I'll transfer you. Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm getting you transferred over. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your night.